Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Rock Island is imposing a moratorium on opening new homeless shelters, food pantries, and other housing services. The city council approved the two-month freeze last night with the third ward's Alderwoman Linda Barnes the only no vote. Supporters say it will allow city staff to draft policies and guidelines needed for new facilities. Sixth Ward Alderman Mark Poulos acknowledged the moratorium would delay opening a new daytime drop-in center called the Third Place QC downtown.
It is not our, nor has it ever been our intent to keep that operation from opening up, but to make sure that they follow the same criteria that other facilities that offer these services to the homeless, that another organization doesn't come in here and just arbitrarily open up and then provides substandard care for the homeless.
Many residents spoke against the measure before the vote. The moratorium is set to expire on October 13th. Meanwhile, a boil order remains active for parts of Rock Island due to a water main break on Monday. The affected area stretches from 24th Street and the Moline City Line to 31st Avenue and the Rock River. The city of Dubuque is rolling out a new pump system that was tested by researchers at the University of Iowa. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports it's expected to help mitigate future flooding.
The new system will include four pumps. Each of them will be capable of removing 100,000 gallons of water a minute. That nearly doubles the city's current capacity for pumping water out of flooded areas. Jim Bolesley is a project manager for the city of Dubuque. He says making sure there are sufficient backup pumps in case one fails is a key reason for the project.
So as that detention basin goes up during a storm event, to have the ability to make sure that that goes down quickly and can be pumped quickly without any issues is a huge thing, because if you don't, there are other parts of Dubuque that could be affected by that, by flooding possibly, if those pumps fail.
Flooding in Dubuque has damaged more than 1,300 homes and businesses in recent decades. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Illinois road crews are working to clear a semi-truck rollover this morning that shut down I-74 westbound between Galesburg and Wood Hull. Illinois State Police report no injuries, though it could take hours to reopen the roadway. I-74 traffic heading north is being diverted at milepost 46 onto Highway 34. Illinois' top Democrats are pushing back against President Trump's threats to deploy National Guard troops to Chicago. Trump hinted at a Chicago deployment late last week, but appeared to take a step back on Monday, saying Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has not asked for the help. At a news conference in downtown Chicago yesterday, Governor Pritzker said that he's not going to.
Instead, I say, Mr. President, do not come to Chicago. You are neither wanted here nor needed here.
Trump could invoke the Insurrection Act to give the military law enforcement authority, but Pritzker says there is no rebellion happening to justify that. Pritzker says a guard deployment in Chicago would be unconstitutional and the state would fight it in court, but it's unclear what would happen in the interim. Former Iowa Hawkeye and current WNBA star Caitlin Clark is getting her own line of Nike sneakers. The company announced Clark as Nike's latest signature athlete on Monday with a new logo of interlocking C's for the Indiana Fever player. Clark's sportswear collection will launch in October, with her first signature shoe set to be released next year. Clark's deal makes her one of only a few WNBA players with a signature shoe line. This is WVIK News.